Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, we did a show together once at a restaurant called Fucking Delicious. They put your face on a placemat. It was a total dream come true for me. Ladies and gentlemen, making his first appearance on the show, Danny Lobel.
Hello.
Also joining me, we have some pretty huge differences stemming from the last show, and hopefully Danny Lobel's gonna help us resolve them today. Ladies and gentlemen, making his 50-somethingth appearance on the show, Brett Rader. It's gonna be a great show. Probably. That worked out. Oh, we're recording, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
There's normally a lag time between when I do that intro. Is Danny Lobel going to be the first person who talks on the intro and we leave
yeah,
it?
We're just going to leave that.
I left it once before, didn't I? When someone did it. I don't know why I do the intro that way. It makes it seem like you're supposed to say hi.
You also say before the intro, if it feels like you should jump in, jump in.
No, I was saying it'll feel like you're supposed to, but you're not.
Oh. I don't keep a calendar of every single intro, like a little poster on my wall of which ones I left in people talking and which ones I don't.
So why not?
I don't have that knowledge offhand.
I'm not going to be able to eat this banana without it being weird. I felt like I was going to be able to power through. Danny Lobel, how the hell are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I look the same.
Yeah, we probably both do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm probably not dressed as nice as I normally am.
And I'm dressed nicer than normal.
Yeah. See? It's like Freaky Friday. It's like we switch bodies. This is your first time here. You host a podcast called Modern Day Philosophers.
That is true.
It's a good podcast. People listen to it.
Thank you.
People listen to mine, too. I think they listen to yours more. You motherfucker. Brett, hit it. You know the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes, because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to talk about is the important shit I've been up to since last week. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. Our timing is terrible. Right? It's like we're on vacation. Okay, we can fade it out. Because I am on vacation. I actually am still on vacation, and that's what the fuck we're going to talk about today, is terrible vacations, because I'm having one. I don't actually have a column this week, so that whole conceit to the show is a lie once again this week, just like it was last week. But, what is...
I'm having a bad staycation.
Yeah.
I'm working, and I'm just being absolutely terrible at my job this morning.
Yeah. I forgot we were recording this podcast today. I had a...
At least I remembered that.
Yeah.
At least I remembered to show up.
You forgot last time you booked me also. Do you remember forgetting that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm a loose cannon, Danny Lobel. That's why I wanted you to definitely come today.
Okay.
Even though I forgot, like I rushed over here. Because I feel really shitty and unprofessional talking right now. But I had a death in the family. This week, I had a breakup like a week ago.
Your dog died a couple weeks ago as well.
My dog died a month ago. It's been a really strong stretch of time.
That really does suck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Robin Williams killed himself?
Robin Williams killed himself. I didn't give a shit about that.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Of course I cared. But I have enough going on in my own life that it probably didn't shake me the way it shook everyone else. But It was still a bummer. So we're going to talk about vacations. You've been on vacation, Brett? You went to a music festival.
I went to FYF Fest in Los Angeles this weekend.
Yeah, I think we should talk about the worst possible vacations, and I feel like going to a music festival, even though you're not like you didn't like go on vacation.
I stayed in my apartment. Yeah.
But it's still that's a horrible destination.
But I have been traveling to Bonnaroo in Tennessee for the last 4 years, which is a vacation kind of. I took vacation days at a job that paid me vacation days to go.
To Bonnaroo?
To Bonnaroo to drive to Tennessee and then camp. So it's fun if you like it, but even then, it's not that much fun.
Anything's fun if you like it.
Yeah, but it's not like a relaxing vacation. You're doing a lot of physical labor and being in pain a lot, and then you come back not recharged at all. You just are completely wiped from drinking and standing out in the sun and doing other
things. Are you a music festival fan, Danny LaBelle?
Yeah, if I had money.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Yeah, they're a lot of money. Sometimes I like to go and try and get people's bracelets as they're leaving, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before. Like, hey, you done? Can I have that? And just try and squeeze it off their hand without it ripping. Then you get that really stretched band around your hand. And
oh, this weekend they were doing the little pull on the bands whenever you walked into something or the 21 and over tent. They would give you a little tug at the band to make sure it wasn't a counterfeit or it wasn't removed by someone with a very thin hand.
Man. Right.
See, the thin hand move. I
meet a girl with thin baby hands.
I used to do concert security. So I've been to so many concerts, and as a security guard, you could go up to all the food vendors, and you say, hey, you got a slice of pizza for a hungry security guard? They're like, here you go. Get some Thai food. Hungry security guard. Can I get a beer? And then you're supposed to confiscate the drugs.
That I would like.
So you know how that goes.
Yeah.
You
know?
How does that go?
You use them.
Oh. That's certainly what I would do.
I hid something this weekend and I got a bunch of fake tampons to put in my lady friend's purse to hide with a little tube in it to hide a bunch of marijuana cigarettes.
Hide the reefer in tampons.
And the dude literally took out the fake tampons out of the bag. And what we did was she put her stuff in mine. My girlfriend is an immigrant. She doesn't want to be deported.
Where's she from?
Australia. So I put it in mine. So I get the male security guard going through my bag. The guy had clearly never had a meaningful relationship with a female before in his life. So, because he takes out these tampons, and he clearly has no idea what tampons are supposed to look and feel like. So he picks these up, and they're just so fake. And he stares at them, and I'm bad at a lot of things in life, but I'm great in situations with security and police officers.
Yeah.
I was just cool as a cucumber. And he just picked it up and he like shook it and he like felt it and like put it up to his ear and like jiggled it and stuff. And then it was obvious he did not know what a tampon was or what it looked like, and he put it back in the bag.
That's so great.
It was great.
I love the fact that you put in the word meaningful. He had never had a meaningful relationship.
Yeah, what? How does that make it meaningful?
I don't know, but I feel like if you have a meaningful relationship with a woman, she might be like, hey, pass me those tampons. But if you don't have a meaningful relationship...
Why would a woman say, pass me those tampons?
I believe you had a lot of relationships.
I don't want to be in the room.
Because you've been in love for 20 years, and
I've never been that in love.
It's a fulfilling relationship, and... It's her time of the month, and her tampons are right by your side for some reason. And she doesn't want to get up, and you just have to hand it to her.
And she's just going to, like
lover, hand me the tampons.
So is she just, like, on the couch? Just you're like, oh, shit, I'm bleeding. Toss me a tampon.
Laying on chaise lounges.
I could tell he'd had a lot of relationships that lacked meaning. Perhaps he never put the proper emotion into them. He never... got vulnerable enough and let himself be who he was around the woman. That's what I'm
We explain what tampons look like, Brett, to everyone listening at home. In case any other, I don't want any future security guards.
So there's a wrapper. There's like a wrapper.
Wrapper, like with a W?
Yeah, W.
Okay.
Wrapper, yeah.
W wrapper.
It's usually made of paper. That's where they should have. Well, this one is made of plastic, so that's where this guy lost immediately as well. There's a wrapper, and then there's the applicator inside. It's like a plastic or a cardboard.
I didn't think he was actually going to do this.
And then you put that into the labia.
Jesus Christ.
And then you push it in, and the little cotton tampon remains inside the vaginal canal. And you pull out the applicator. And they also make ones without the applicator that you just stick in.
I'm really glad I asked. So how was the music festival?
It was all right. It was pretty good.
You said it was in a parking lot.
It was in a bunch of parking lots surrounding the Coliseum. It was hard on my feet.
The Coliseum?
L.A. Coliseum.
L.A. Coliseum.
It was like a parking lot next to the Coliseum.
So you were like...
And then these two kind of grassy areas next to it. And then the L.A. Sports Arena.
So it was a music festival in the most terrifying neighborhood possible.
It was. As I was saying to a friend yesterday, it was like a music festival you'd go to if you were incarcerated.
I think so.
Sometimes I just feel like everybody's enjoying the festival more than me. I'm not just with a music festival, with any festival. I always feel like I'm not doing this right. Everybody else is doing it better than me.
Did you go to the Festival Supreme in Santa Monica?
I did. I did the bracelet trick.
Did you perform at it?
No, the bracelet trick.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Is that where you did it?
I honestly did, yeah.
I bought tickets to that, and I thought it was really disappointing for me. I didn't love it. I tried to get in the tent where Hannibal Buress and Patton Oswalt were, and I went in, and there was no one there yet, and it was going to be like an hour, so I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to go like get something to eat and come back. I came back. There were like 1,000 fucking people there, and I couldn't get in. And those were the only two people I wanted to see. Everyone else, like, I wanted to see them, but like I really wanted to see Patton Oswalt and Hannibal Buress, and I didn't. I saw Adam Sandler on a fucking screen while someone else's audio played, but
no. What did Adam Sandler do? He just played the Red Hooded Sweatshirt song?
Yeah, he just played songs. He did like benefit song for something. He always does. He's a good dude, but I didn't want to fucking hear it.
Now benefit for, let's see what it says on the sheet here.
Earthquake relief. Maybe earthquakes. There's a big earthquake.
Oh, those earthquakes. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Tremble up the ground too much. Yeah.
There really is no difference between Adam Sandler and an old man from New Orleans.
Not much. Except that Adam Sandler has so much money. I read, there was an article in Time.
From New Orleans is experience rich, though.
Yeah. Have either of you ever been to New Orleans?
I don't know.
Sadly, no.
Sadly, yes. No, I mean, gladly, yes. I actually loved New Orleans.
Yeah.
I just said sadly to be repetitive.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We get it.
I loved it. Did you love New Orleans? Love the jazz. I'm a big fan of jazz. It was pretty cool to go there and visited the Sidney Bechet statue in Louis Armstrong Park. He's a one of the great clarinet players of all time. And we went down to the market, the French market there. We got some of those donuts at that famous donut place that I don't remember.
Beignets.
And
beignets?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're like poofy donuts.
Here, talking about bad vacations, we stayed with my girlfriend's friend from college who had a place there. And we like to curse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
He had a fucking wolf. A wolf as a pet.
He had a wolf.
He had a wolf. This dog, I thought it was a dog, comes up to me. I felt a fear run down my spine that I'd never felt before. And I'm a big dog lover, you know? And this thing, it looked into my eyes and into my soul, and it let loose a growl from deep inside it. And I go, what kind of a dog is that? And he goes, oh, it's a wolf. I go, it does look like a wolf. That's a wolf. I go, is it? It's really a wolf? He goes, yeah. I go, so that's a wolf? He's like, yeah, that's a wolf. Right there, look at me in the face.
And then were you like, I'm going to get the fuck out
so
of here.
So I said, so you're allowed to have a, you're allowed to have a wolf? Oh, not legally, no. I mean,
I feel like Louisiana would be a place where you'd be able to have almost any animal legally for religious reasons. Like, oh, I'm from a old voodoo tribe, and we keep alligators and crows.
They grandfathered it in. I love that Liam Neeson movie called The Gray. Have either of you seen that? Where it's basically, it's like Taken, except with wolves. There's a scene where him and his men are getting stared down by this team of wolves. And one of his guys goes, what should we do? And Liam Neeson says, stare back at them.
Stare back at the wolves.
Well, the only way. Then what do you do when they start eating you?
Eat them back.
That whole movie is them staring at wolves.
You need to think like the wolf if you want to beat them.
I still
Adam Sandler. Wow.
What are you doing? You wolves.
I still don't quite like. I know that movie's about wolves, but I don't know what that fucking movie's about.
That movie's about dying.
You don't know that until you know wolves. Stare at the wolves. Think like the wolves.
Stare back.
Be the wolves.
I have a very specific set of skills.
No, that's a wrong movie. He should run that line in every movie.
Every movie, he does have a very specific set of skills, though.
That's true.
Every movie is a Taken movie.
Yeah, Liam Neeson's an answer man.
He had skills in The Gray. They were survival skills. They were different than Taken skills.
They were still skills, though. You're right. Love Actually, he had skills. Was he in that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think we talked about that.
His skill was love.
His skill was love. And his skill was finding it within himself to raise this child who didn't have a mother, who wasn't
proper
his child.
Use of the word actually.
Gross.
Another skill. Dance like a wolf.
I want to vacation with wolves. Dances with wolves.
Go to New Orleans. Everyone's got a wolf.
Everyone's got a wolf in New Orleans. I don't think I would want to go to New Orleans. I'm not good around massive amounts of alcohol.
Well, let's find out, because we have a full. We have a shuttle that's going to take you right to New Orleans. So let's show him what he's won.
Yeah, I'd go.
Funny, we take him there and we pause the podcast and the recording. We bring him back and we pick up exactly. Well, it turns out I do like New Orleans.
Yeah, either that or I die of alcohol poisoning and you have to finish the last 30 minutes of this without.
Do you go to Vegas, Adam?
I've never been to Vegas either.
Never?
No, I want to go, but I've never been.
A lot of alcohol.
I know.
It's free.
Funny story about Vegas. I was with my girlfriend there. We stayed with a friend of hers because we didn't want to pay for a hotel. They had a jackal staring me right in the face.
Fucking bullshit story now. Now I don't believe the wolf story.
Go on.
I said, is that a fucking jackal over there?
Yeah, you can't have a jackal here, but I figured it's Vegas. Brett, you said your parents took you to Vegas when you were 20?
Yeah. My parents are like, I was like 20 years old. They're like, let's go on quick weekend getaway to Vegas. But you're 20, so you can't drink, gamble, or screw hookers or do drugs.
You can still screw hookers at 20.
Oh, is that an 18 and up sort of thing?
I don't know. I don't think that's...
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But don't you have to, like, go to the bar?
They're not legal in Vegas. That's just Reno, right?
They basically took you on vacation to the Coca-Cola store.
No, yeah, essentially it was like, go to the GameWorks and the Coca-Cola store.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Let's go see Blue Man Group.
I've had so much Coca-Cola now. When do I stop? You just keep stay in that Coke store. We'll be back.
Yeah, it was a pretty.
Did you say you love Blue Man Group?
I do love Blue Man Group.
Well, I know what we're fighting about next week. Keep going.
No, it was good. I've seen him twice, and neither of the times have been high.
No,
both times.
Wouldn't you want to be?
I think you would, but I saw them. They're delightful sober. They got good music.
Come on, funny are bits. You a fan of the Blue Man Group, Danny Lobel?
Have you seen the live show?
Oh, you're going to be that way.
I don't mean them.
Don't judge it till you've seen it, bro.
No, but I mean like them doing like a bit on the Today Show or like a commercial. That's not.
It's not representative
of what they do.
When that bit is 45 minutes long, it's better.
It had to have been about 15 years ago that I saw the Blue Man Group. And I remember enjoying it, but I don't remember much more about it than that. So I can't really answer you.
That is a neutral positive. I'll take that as a win.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Bro Brett.
You know what I don't like? They're not really a group. There's people coming in and out. And you don't really know who they are with the blue faces.
Yeah.
It's just a rotating door of blue people.
Yeah.
It's not a real group. It's like Kiss. You know?
They're going to be able to keep that going forever.
That's why I don't like Kiss.
Yeah.
It's just as soon as you start putting makeup on, people are like dispensable. You know?
How about Kiss for bringing professional football to Los Angeles finally, though?
Did you go? I wanted to go to one of those games.
No, I was at Playboy a while back, and this guy behind me was talking about it, and it sounded like the most amazing experience.
My buddy who writes for Vice did a thing. He went down and met with their PR people and got like a tour of the stadium or something like that. Uh-huh. And he thinks he's like probably banned from ever seeing one of those games.
Did he write like a really shitty?
Yeah, I was just honest about how silly it was. And
I did that to the Blackout Haunted House. I felt really bad about it because are either of you familiar with that? It's a haunted house, but they go out of their way to make it very intense and scary.
Is that the one where they touch you and stuff? You have to sign a waiver?
Yeah, for the first 5 minutes, it's just you in a black room and there's someone like walking around you poking you every once in a while, or they like grab you by the throat. But the problem is I read so much about it that I was so prepared. I went in like, they're not gonna fucking rattle me. Mm-hmm. And I just got really high and like I was like, well, I'm gonna get poked in the dark for a couple minutes. And I could tell it was frustrating them, but like nothing. They put a bag over your head at one point and make you kneel. Mm-hmm. And I just like figured out how to move the bag up with my tongue. So it's like, I wasn't struggling to breathe. I was just on my knees like, fuck you motherfuckers. I'm fine.
Had a tongue bag strategy ready.
Yeah. I was ready. So it wasn't that scary to me. And I wrote about it and I was honest. One of the zombie women smelled like grapes. It's like, that's not scary. I'd have sex with that zombie.
You were taking it in so much that you noticed the aroma of the different zombies.
Yeah. Because I wanted them. They make a point of how terrifying and authentic it is.
You went there to disprove it, basically. You didn't go there to
enjoy I went there to see what it would be like.
Did you go there with an open mind, like, maybe I'll like this?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate it. I thought it was fun. Like, when you see trailers for it or ads and you see people coming out,
right,
you think
they advertise the scariest version of it?
Yeah.
They show it a lit version?
You'd have to watch. They have trailers and shit. And there's people who've written about it. It was only in New York for a long time. And they just started doing it in L.A. recently. The time I went, it was in like a fucked up abandoned office building or something. It was crazy.
Seems like it'd be a lot less scary in New York where that shit happens anyway in the subway.
Exactly. Yeah, it's probably just like a fucking old apartment
people
building.
People bumping
in
into you and touching you and you're uncut.
In L.A., the zombies show 15 minutes late though, right?
Yeah, they give you headshots and things. It's all very
That's scary.
Casual. I'll tell you what was way scarier. This is the kind of vacation I would go on. Me and Soren Bowie went to Los Feliz.
That's where I live.
Have you been to the Los Feliz murder house?
Fuck no.
Why? You've never been there?
I didn't know that there was a murder house in the neighborhood that I lived until...
It's in your neighborhood?
4 seconds ago.
Let's go do a podcast there.
Fuck no.
You've never been there?
Let me Google this shit.
Okay, here's what happened. Are you
familiar
with it?
You go in and they murder you?
Are you familiar with it?
No.
What happened, there's this mansion in Los Feliz where this doctor wigged out and killed his wife with a ball-peen hammer. His daughter came in and saw it, and he was like, go back to bed, you're just dreaming. And she didn't, so he killed her. And then I think one of the other daughters got out.
I think she should have learned to listen after seeing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to bed, right, okay.
But then he drank acid to kill himself. But after that, the family that owns the home, they've never touched it. The house is exactly as it sat on the day that murder happened. And this was like in the 50s.
It's very creepy.
And me and Soren went, and you can get all these pictures like this. If you go at night and you use flash, it'll illuminate the rooms inside. And you can see that there's still Christmas presents under the tree. There's a fucking Christmas tree. There's shit on the mantle. Like, everything is exactly as it was the minute that fucking murder happened. And for some reason, the family won't sell the place. They just keep paying the property taxes. They won't explain why they've just left the house this way. Soren wrote about it. There's a column.
Do you pay to go in there?
No, you're not supposed to go there. If you go there, you're trespassing.
So you trespassed.
Yeah, he wrote a column about it. We both went to the blackout haunted house, and I wrote about that. And we both went to the Los Feliz murder mansion, and he wrote about that.
Yeah, see, walking distance from my apartment.
Brett, let's go.
Hell no. I don't do scary shit. I don't do haunted houses. I don't do...
Here's what was scarier for me. We were at this murder mansion from the 1950s, and we're walking around taking pictures and shit. And we get around back, and there's a Ford truck from, like, 92. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there could be someone here right now, right? Yeah, that. I doubt that truck was here in the 50s.
Right.
But we pressed on because what are you going to do? You're in someone's yard.
So they didn't even clean up the bodies or anything? It's all there.
I'm sure the bodies are gone, but I bet there's probably still blood. I bet if there's blood in the bedroom. The room where it happened, you have to, I think, break in to see it.
It's very scary.
Yeah, it's really creepy. I encourage if you want.
I'd walk by it during the day and probably be like, I'm done.
Yeah, even then you'd look, people would know exactly what you were doing because of the way it's situated. It's like in a neighborhood, but it's on a hill. That was the most unnerving part for me was being, like, I knew people probably knew what we were there for and what we were doing. But goddamn, is it fascinating.
You know, if that guy just wouldn't have killed his family, it would just be another house.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I wouldn't give a shit about it.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, even if they just left the house that way.
If you would have just raised a good family, yeah. Nobody would be like, oh, I'd love to go check out that house. The guy, he raised a very wonderful family, did a great job.
Look at how this article starts. I have a friend. Let's call her Kristen. Shut the fuck up and tell us about this house, all right?
We're looking at an article about the murder house.
Yeah. On Generation Y, Generation spelled with a J. What's that? Is that like a...
Oh, maybe her name is Jen. Boom.
Ooh.
Let's call her Kristen.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. Okay. So neither of you want to go to the murder house
for
vacation?
No. Fuck no. Are there reports of like haunted things happening? Like ghosts?
No.
No, it's just like a scary house that they haven't cleaned up. And
yeah, it's just like a time.
There might be some.
It's like
blood.
A murder time capsule. It's a time capsule filled with horror. And it's so fun.
When I was a kid, our neighbor in the back was a murderer we shared a backyard with. Guy rented the house right behind us.
That's
creepy. He was the Hofstra killer. You ever heard of the Hofstra killer?
Uh-uh. Like Hofstra the college?
Uh-huh. He killed his...
Long Island!
Woo!
He killed his roommate, and he was burying him in the backyard when I met him. But I didn't know that that was going on.
Yeah.
He had these big garbage bags, and I don't know anything about gardening, so I thought they were bulbs, you know? Bulbs, sometimes you wrap a bulb in plastic and you plant it. So I thought these were just big bulbs for big trees. So I went over and I said, I'll meet the new neighbor, and this friendly kid. I said, hey, how are you? I shook his hand, and he put these big black garbage bags down. I said, hey, I share a backyard here. I live here. And the guy goes, oh, he was acting pretty weird. The last thing I was thinking was he was burying a dead body. I said,
so you were talking to him while he was burying the fucking body?
Yeah, yeah. He says, why don't you come inside and have a beer? I said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I said, what kind of beer you got? And he goes, Budweiser. I go, I never liked Budweiser. I said, nah, I don't like Budweiser. I said, you got any Coronas? You got any Heinekens? I was a kid.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he goes, you're a bit young to be picky about your beer. I go, well, I don't like Budweiser. I said, I live here. Give me a ring when you get some better beer and I'll come and hang out. So the guy goes, well, just come in for a minute. I go, nah, not right now. And then I start to feel like I don't like being pressured, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get going. He goes, all right. I said, enjoy your gardening. Well, that was the only time I ever met him. About 2 days later, I left my bike. I always used to lock my bike up in my own backyard out of paranoia, but nobody ever tried to steal it. So one night, for the first time ever, I decide I'm not locking up my bike this time. It's too much work. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm watching, it's 11:30, I'm watching The Simpsons are on, and I see a flashlight, because my bedroom was in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
You know, the window went to the backyard.
Right.
So I see a flashlight go by my window, which I think I see a streak of light go by the window, and I thought I heard something. I think, someone trying to steal my bike? So I turn down The Simpsons a little bit, and I hear a voice, another flashlight goes by, and I go, well, I don't know. Never mind. So I put the volume back up, and I'm... Now I see another light go by, and I hear another voice. I'm like, they're trying to steal my bike. Damn it, you know, so all right, yeah. I'm getting up. So I'm in my underwear, and I got a butterfly knife next to my bed that I picked up on a trip to Israel. So I flip open this butterfly knife, and I go out on the back porch. Here I'm thinking I'm going to intimidate someone. I didn't even know what I was thinking. I was just like, they're trying to steal my bike. That's it.
Right.
This is war.
Yeah.
I'm finally using this butterfly knife. But I go out on the back porch. And I'm suddenly blinded by like a bunch of flashlight lights all hit me in the face at once. And it's just like a big burst of light. And as soon as like my eyes adjust, I see standing in front of me about 7 or 8 guys with dark blue jackets on with yellow letters that say FBI. And they got shovels. And I'm standing there in my underwear with I didn't expect anybody to even be there, probably. You know, I was thinking maybe I'm being paranoid about the bike. I'm holding a butterfly knife. I just kind of like drop the knife. And I go, because I'm always trying to be funny. I said, what are you guys digging for a dead body? Because I got shovels. Now one of them comes up and starts interrogating me on the back porch. And he goes, why'd you say that? I go, what? He said, why'd you say you're digging for a dead body? And now I start getting really nervous. I'm not like you, who's cool with police and security guards.
I'm cool with literally zero other people, though.
So I freak out. I said, I don't know. What do you mean? He goes, you said just now, we all heard you said, are you digging for a dead body? Why would you say that? I go, yeah, I didn't say that. You said that, you know? I said,
yeah.
He goes, no, I did not say that. You said that. Now, why would you say that?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit, this is serious. Like, this is all very surreal to me. I was in the middle of The Simpsons, and 1 second later, I'm being interrogated by the FBI. I wasn't prepared for this.
That's crazy.
I was falling asleep, you know? Now I start, like, panicking and looking. I don't know, sir. I said, you know, I saw these shovels, and I figured, you know, you're either digging for a dead body or for drugs or alcohol. And then the guy goes, alcohol?
That's what I was going to say.
He goes, who digs for alcohol? I said... I don't know. I said, I don't know what's going on. You're in my backyard. I said, I thought you were trying to steal my bike. You know, I was just checking on my bike. I said, I don't know what's going on. I was inside. I'm watching The Simpsons. Everybody's here. They're digging up the backyard. I don't know what you're asking me all these questions. The guy's like, all right, calm down, kid.
Yeah.
Here's what I need you to do. Go inside, close the door, and go to sleep.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, thank you, goodbye. So I like run into the house, okay? So I go to my parents' room and start knocking on the door, walk in, my mom's asleep, I'm shaking her, I'm like, wake up, wake up. She goes, what? What? I said, there's a FBI in our backyard, they're digging up our yard, and they've got shovels and flashlights. And she says, tell your dad. And she goes back and says, where is he? You know, he's not even there. So I call him up on his cell phone. He's like, oh, hello, Daniel. I go, you sleeping? He goes, yeah. I go, where? He goes, huh? Oh, he fell asleep in the car in front of our house. So he's listening to classical music with the heat all the way up, and he reclined his chair, and he was out cold in front of the house. So I go out to the front door, and I say, hey, Abba, because that's Hebrew for dad. Call him Abba. I say, Abba, wake up. He goes, what? What? I said, there's a bunch of FBI guys in our backyard, and they're digging up our yard with shovels. He goes, what? What the fuck? And he just jumps out of his car. Get in the house, Daniel. So I go back in the house. My dad storms in the backyard. I'm looking out the window. I'm watching, like, the arms flailing. My dad talking to these guys. He comes in. I go, well, what? What's going on? He goes, go to bed. I said, you can't tell me to go to bed, too. I'm the one who told you about this.
Yeah.
What's going on? He goes, I'm not discussing it. Go to bed. Just yells at me. I go, all right. Well, I go to bed, and I can't sleep for a while. I finally just figured, you know, whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to sleep. I fall asleep at 5 a.m. I get woken up by choppers over the house. I wake up, and there's news crews in the backyard and in the front yard. And my mom's like, this is not the way to get famous, Daniel. Don't talk to them. I go, what? About what? What's going on? Nobody's telling me anything. I get on the bus, and some kid's like, saw your house on TV this morning. We only had the basic channels, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you didn't catch the news right away, that was it. So I go, what's going on? Nobody's telling me anything. They go, are you serious? You don't know? I go, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. My mom's like, don't talk to news reporters. Nobody's telling me anything. They go, there's a guy who buried a dead body in your backyard. I go, I knew it. I knew that had something to do with it because of the interrogation. So anyway, I get somebody has a newspaper in school, and I read it. I saved the article, get destroyed in Hurricane Sandy, but I had it until then because it was one of my first stand-up bits because I talked about it because I brought the article on stage with me, and I thought it was really funny because, well, it wasn't funny, but it was just a good way to deal with it, you know? Basically, the guy had been keeping the dead body in storage for a while, and then the other people in the public storage complained about the smell, so he put it in his car. And a friend got in the car and said, it smells like a dead body in here. Anyway, so, you know, I had stupid jokes about it. I'd be like, well, you know, people keep asking me if I suspected something. I said, because then he tried to burn the body in the grill. He tried to barbecue the body the day before while I was at school. And our next door neighbor called the fire department because they smelled a terrible smell. And the fire department came and they said, smells like a burning body. And the guy said, oh, I just moved in, and there was a dead squirrel in the barbecue, and I didn't know when I lit it up. And the guy goes, well, just, you know, be careful for those things. It smells. But so they left. They didn't even investigate.
That's really great police work.
Yeah. So one of the bits I had.
Firefighters, they're not police.
The firefighters, yeah. So somebody said, did you know he was trying to barbecue the body? I said, I suspected something when he asked me for 2 gallons of barbecue. So those were some of the early jokes I had about it. You didn't know anything? I said, well, my dog was running around the backyard with an arm in his mouth. But, you know, those stupid jokes like that I was making. But that was pretty creepy. And I always wonder if I would have gone in for that beer, I would be dead, right?
Yeah. You know? You definitely would have been murdered.
Yeah.
That is creepy.
So that's a bad vacation.
Yeah. Really now I really want to go to the murder house.
Murder house.
We should. But we have to get to the last segment. We have new music for this, so I don't have anything to say over it, but play it anyway. No! Does this not make you want to punch somebody in the face? This segment is called Fight Party, and it's where me and Brett resolve our differences with the help of our guest. And we have... How about that? Yeah! That's so perfect. Shovels... Just like in Danny Lobel's story. Okay, fade that out. That is a band called Accidents, featuring my super pal Nicole Morris on guitar. There's a link somewhere. You can go download that song. It's called Get to the Door. Me and Brett need to fight. Listen to this shit, Danny Lobel. Do you eat chicken McNuggets?
I eat chicken nuggets, not McNuggets.
Oh, excuse me, aristocrat. No Mick for Danny Lobel. Okay, would you ever eat ketchup on chicken?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
There he is.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why?
If you had a chicken, you have a plate of chicken tenders. What are you dipping it in?
You can go for ketchup. You could go for a nice chili, nice chili sauce. What are those ones with the little chili in them?
Sure. My vacation just keeps getting worse and worse. No, it's not about what sauces are good. It's about ketchup being horrible.
A ranch sauce might be a nice dip.
On chicken.
Barbecue.
Ranch at barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Right? Honey all of mustard. Those, all of those things, but not ketchup. You do not put ketchup on. Like, if you had...
Like, this isn't a fight.
If
like,
someone handed you...
Well, what's
the... It should be. I thought Danny Lobel would be on my side because you're such a fucking weirdo.
Fingers. They only have two sauces there for you anyways. They got the ketchup and the mustard.
No, they have barbecue. What kind of music festival doesn't have barbecue sauce?
Probably FYM Los Angeles.
Why not ketchup? What's the big problem there for you?
Because it doesn't go on chicken.
Yes, it does.
Just like it doesn't work on steak.
Oh, it does.
Jesus H. No, it doesn't.
I don't do it all the time on steak. Steak usually should just be cooked so it's juicy enough. You don't need a sauce.
Right.
Yeah. But also, I could do mayonnaise on a steak as well.
All right. Well, mayonnaise on a steak, what? I've never had
what?
That.
What?
I don't do it all what the time, the but, fuck? I, but I've been known to.
You. That's not even a dipping. That's like a sandwich spread. You don't put mayonnaise on shit.
Mayonnaise is also good on french fries.
Oh, no.
Nutella on steak. That's the way to go.
Ooh, that would be delicious.
We have to work
probably
together.
Probably not sustainable. But
the reason for this segment is we have to resolve things like this if we're going to.
One of us gets a shotgun. One of us gets a shovel.
Yeah. I'm going to get them. Mayonnaise?
Someone shouted me out on Twitter after listening to last week's podcast. Hey, Brett, I like ketchup on my McNuggets.
I had someone. I'm loving it. I had someone, we play that every time I mention the McRib, because I talk about the McRib all the fucking time.
You just mentioned it, let's do it.
Oh, Brett was too into his. I'm loving it. Yeah, we got it. Oh, someone got mad at me because I said I wanted to read a comment last week, and then I never followed through. And it was a comment about that. We played that sound because it was supposed to be an eagle.
Yes.
And someone called us out in the comments and said, that's a red-tailed hawk. It's like,
it's actually a condor.
How do you know it's a condor?
His friend has one in New Orleans.
I was staying with a buddy of mine in
I said, is that a condor? Yes. And then he buried it in his backyard.
It's actually the sound of a young falcon, a castrated young falcon.
Of course. This is my least favorite segment now because I thought Danny Lobel would say, yes, Brett, that's horrible. You don't put ketchup on chicken.
I would definitely use ketchup on it's nice Dunkin' Nugget and some ketchup.
So we're having a fight party and I'm losing.
You know what it is like also? That. It's the coldness of the ketchup against the crispy hotness of the chicken.
What?
Now, if you do some drive-through... They're like, would you like ketchup, you know, what?
No.
Ranch or whatever?
No.
I'll usually get like ranch or something like that.
So you don't look like a weirdo.
But then I don't get ketchup, even though I love ketchup. I get into fights with people at, you know, when you go to the fast food and they don't have the ketchup out, like in the seating area, you have to ask for the ketchup.
Don't like that.
They give you one packet.
Stingy ketchup, people. Some like, countries, they charge
give me some
you for
ketchup. Are they coming out of your paycheck or what?
In France, you got to pay for the ketchup.
Fuck that.
In the American terminal at JFK, I got into it with a girl who worked at like a Wendy's or something like that. She's like, how many ketchups do you need? I'm like, more than one.
Arby's used to do that.
I
with
go
sauce.
Home. I don't get the ketchup at the drive-thru or at the thing because at home I got the Heinz in the fridge. I like the cold ketchup on my fries or my
nuggets. See, I like a room temperature ketchup. I don't know why I put my ketchup in the refrigerator. I like it at room temp.
Keeps all those preservatives nice and cool.
Yeah. On chicken? I mean, you disgusting motherfucker.
Yep.
So
you put some ideas so in my head fight for here. The drive home.
Adam likes a warm or room temperature ketchup.
Right.
And that's all I had.
That was that whole bit. I like that. Yeah. Okay. I fucking lost. I can't believe. We're going to talk. What are you going to? You feel? I feel like you're going to play something. What are you doing? Oh, okay. I thought you had like a sound effect queued up. Should we just play the Howard Dean scream and not explain to people why? Okay, good. Unpopular Opinion officially has a lost episode now. I'll let everyone hear it someday. We recorded it last week with Maria Shahada and Randall Maynard. And I was too sad during that podcast, and now I'm not going to let people hear it for a
few
minutes.
It was all right. Well, anyways, organically, we had a whole bit come up around the Howard Dean scream.
Yeah.
Someone commented about it a few weeks ago. Sorry, it's really funny, but but now this is a bit on the show.
Maybe next week we'll play that episode.
Maybe I'll just cut that part out. Just the Howard Dean scream thing.
It was too sad to play the episode.
So sad.
He likes his warm ketchup and his sad, sad show.
Brett's a disgusting motherfucker. Right?
Brett likes a nice cold ketchup.
So, no. And like, that's like, I'm
happy, happy life. He stays positive. Goes to music festivals while Adam kills his dogs.
Oh.
Sat at home with his warm ketchup.
My ketchup's cold. No, cold. And I have nothing to look forward to. I don't
know. Your ketchup is room temperature, you
said. I said I like it that way, but I don't. I don't ever think to. She was 14. She was just really old.
She was 14, hit by a car. And yeah. What kind of dog?
A Yorkie.
Oh, that is sad. You gonna get another dog?
No, there are no other dogs.
People say when
she's the only
once
dog.
Your dog dies, you got to get another dog.
No, I can't.
Well, I got two dogs.
She wasn't my dog. It was my girlfriend's dog, but it was our dog. And
yeah,
she's like the only dog.
And then
I
your
ever
girlfriend
liked.
Broke up with you?
We broke up.
And did it have to do with the dog? Because that's a traumatic thing to have happen.
No, no, it didn't have anything to do with the dog.
Do you think if the dog would have not died, you'd still be in a relationship?
Do you think it's related to ketchup at all?
Do you have anything to plug, Brett?
Wait, I really want to. I want to take 1 minute to get into this because these are very, very sad things, you know, to have had happen to you. Uh-huh. And I feel bad. And when we walked in here, you said, I want to address all these very sad things. And I thought maybe I could be somewhat therapeutic to you because I've dealt with very sad things as well. And I've been through pain. And it's always good to try and help somebody. And then I made a joke about your dog dying and I felt immediately terrible because I can't even fathom how I would feel if one of my dogs or when one of my dogs is going to die. So all this stuff is pretty traumatic.
It is.
To have had happen to you, but we kind of didn't touch on it at all.
And I had a death in the family. Did I say that too?
Yeah. So I wonder if I haven't been a good friend to you in being here and helping.
No, you've been great.
Like, helping you through any of this
stuff. Just doing the podcast helps.
Like, yeah. That's why getting your mind off of it.
Talking about murders and ghosts.
Yeah, talking about murders and shotguns and shovels and.
Are you going to be okay?
Dogs, probably.
What are you doing to that effect to trying to be okay?
What do you mean
to handle all this? What are you getting?
I've been at home wallowing in sorrow for a week. And I have another week of that scheduled. I'm on vacation.
Well, why don't you and I get together over this week and barbecue or something?
We should. I would barbecue.
A dead body?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to barbecue with Danny LoBel now. The Howard Dean scream. Yeah.
Is this the first time you and your lady have broken up? Or are you on an again, off again type of thing?
We've broken up once before. But
so this could go back. It could bounce back. Do you want it to?
I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Can we make facial expressions about it? Like, do you want?
Yeah, like I would talk about it in private, but not on the podcast. Okay. Well, like that, I don't do that. I don't like.
You don't get personal on the podcast.
I don't get personal with people I care about. Like, I don't want to bring her business into.
That makes sense.
What I do, like, I make that a rule on stage, kind of ever, like it just
it keeps things less complicated.
Yeah, like it welcomes unnecessary tension in your life. Like
I
feel
that.
Like you you can get that out without putting that person up front.
You need a hug? I'll give you a hug.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably use a hug, but
I won't do it on the podcast. Or
I also haven't
show busy.
I also haven't showered yet this morning, so
I could tell you're down, and I feel bad. You know, obviously you're down, so. I appreciate the fact that you still did the show and had me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming. We almost didn't do it, and then we decided to do it.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, and I hope it cheered you up a little bit. You know,
yeah,
nothing else.
I'm good.
But I think you should get another dog.
I might get a cat. I don't know. I can't get another dog.
No?
No, I can't.
Because of the building or something?
No, I don't like any other dogs.
Yeah, but you haven't met them. You got it.
Go out, just meet some dogs.
You know what? That's what we should
just
do.
Meet
this
some
week.
Nice dogs.
Go out.
We should go meet some dogs. This week.
Get over a dog, you got to get under a dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, get it.
Right? I hear
you. Let's go look at some dogs together.
I'll go look at cats. I won't go look at dogs. I thought about getting a cat last week.
I'll go look at cats with you, and then we'll veer.
That's why I like cats. Into the cats dog are assholes. Section
and
cats make you fight for their love. I like that. You have to earn it.
Yeah, because that's what you
things in this life.
That's what you want to be fighting for more love now.
Yeah. No, and then you value it more if you have to work for it.
Right? You live alone?
Of course I do. Yeah. Don't I sound like I live alone?
Well, you might have roommates or something.
No, no. Well, good fucking talk, everybody. We should wrap it up. We're getting close to an hour. Brett, do you have, you never have anything to plug.
Follow me on Twitter, at Brett Rader. Spell it however you want. You might be wrong. You might be right. Listen to this podcast. Listen to Crack Podcast. New Crack Podcast on Monday.
Woo! Plug in the Cracked Podcast on my podcast.
I pay the bills.
Do they ever plug my podcast?
They don't. Maybe I should edit this out. I'll bleep this out. Sorry.
No, you can leave it in, motherfuckers. Just mention mine sometime. Danny Lobel, what do you have going on? You always have so much going on.
I wanted to mention the Cracked Podcast.
Nice. Also,
moderndayphilosophers.net. That's my website of the podcast that I do.
Very good podcast. And, excellent.
The legendary Shecky Green is the guest that goes up today.
So that'll be up by the time everyone's listening to this.
Yeah, yeah. We've got
this goes up Thursday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be the most recent one.
Nice.
And just doing stand-up. I'm always out there doing stand-up. Fighting the good fight, trying to stay alive, trying to stay positive.
Yeah.
Trying to fight off depression and be productive, that kind of stuff, you know?
I hear you.
So,
were you on the show where we only had six people in the audience?
Yes.
I think I've since had everyone back in front of a normal audience because I know you did the show just recently and we had a really good crowd.
I always have a lot of fun at your shows. Even with the six people, I had a good time.
Yeah, it was like we were all part of something really sad together. I like had a breakdown on stage. It was so awful.
Hey,
it's a really tough room.
Those are some of the best growing sets.
Yeah, well, it taught me that I needed to start promoting the show. Mm-hmm. Like, the next show sold out.
But sometimes, I mean, just being able to have a fit on stage is great because it opens up the boundaries emotionally, you know?
Yeah.
I say, hey, I could do this on stage. I can emote a little bit. I can add some depth to whatever it is I'm doing. And those are those moments that kind of, like, build that, you know?
Yeah.
I call them the Richard Pryor moments, you know? You have these little Richard Pryor moments where you think, hey, man, I could do what Richard Pryor did, and then, you know, you can't, but
yeah.
Whatever, maybe. Yeah, it's always good to get emotional sometimes on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kick the crowd a little bit, scream.
What do I have going on? Oh, there's a show, September 2nd. That's the next live show. Danny Lobel, you should do the live show again sometime. Maybe October. I'll email you dates.
I'd love to do it. At Danny Lobel on Twitter is my Twitter. I meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And follow me on Twitter, why don't you? At Adam Todd Brown. That's Todd with one D.
We're going to hang out this week.
Me and Danny Lobel are going to barbecue a jackal in his backyard, I think. And that'll be fun. Then we're going to bury a neighbor.
I ever tell you about the time I stayed with a friend of mine? They had a coyote.
Were you like, what kind of dog is that? And they said, it's a coyote.
I said, you're allowed to have a coyote. Well, not technically.
That's crazy. That's a great story. Okay. We should get the fuck out of here. Say goodbye, Brett Rader.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Danny Lobel.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Stare back at them.
Adam Todd Brown. Likes his warm ketchup.
When is except feeling, on chicken.
When it's feeling down.
Ketchup's disgusting on chicken.
He takes his warm ketchup and his chicken nugget blues.
But not chicken McNuggets. Just chicken nuggets.
I don't go for chicken McNuggets.
Because I'm a pretentious motherfucker.
I don't believe it's even chicken.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.